I'm so happy you let me tie you up. I wanted to do this to you for so long. You can trust me. But I'm not gonna play fair with this. You know that, right? I mean, I'm not gonna do anything really evil to you, but I am going to have a lot of fun. No, you look a little worried, but don't be. You'll have fun too. And I can just tease your body in all the ways I know you like. But you can't stop me. You can't curl up into a ball when I tickle you or try to make you come. Oh, look at your eyes light up when I say that. There's both a little fear there, since you know I'm going to tickle you first, because I love the way you laugh. And then there's that intense look of anticipation. And you know I do like seeing you that eager. So I can just tickle your belly and watch you spasm as you laugh. Oh, you can tell me to stop, but you know I'm not going to. You're just too much fun this way. Oh, and look at those little feet. They look like they could do with just a little tickle, too. Oh, it's too bad I don't have a feather. Oh, I like it when you beg, especially when you're giggling. But your squirming is so cute, I can't help myself. And you can't either at this point, really. Yes, you're my little tickle toy, aren't you? You're so sensitive to my touch, and it just makes you so much fun to play with. I wonder what would happen if I put a little vibrator next to your clit on low. If I could just make you come from that and some extreme tickling. It would be so much fun to find out, wouldn't it? Maybe I'll try that a little later. But I do have something special in mind for tonight. Something you're really going to enjoy. Eventually. Oh, it's nothing scary. You see, I stopped by a place that sells art supplies and I picked up a few things, but the most important items are in this little box. Yeah, they don't look like much, do they? But you'd be amazed by the idea I had when I saw these paintbrushes. At first, I was gonna tickle you with them because, well, I thought that would be fun just watching you squirm and giggle as I ran them over your feet and elbows every so often, just because I love watching you do that. But it occurred to me that I could also maybe try them on, say, one of your nipples. Like, it starts off as such a subtle little sensation, doesn't it? You barely felt it when I first started, but as I keep going, notice how much you're moving now. It feels so good, and look at how hard it's getting. And I'm barely moving it at this point. Imagine if I was just to let this little brush slowly circle around your areola. Oh, you're breathing hard just from the thought of it. So if I actually started doing that, you absolutely start twitching. And to think you're having this reaction to this one little brush against just one of your nipples. Just imagine how else I can use these. What lovely, pleasurable tortures I can inflict on you with these. That gasp was priceless. Yes, you know exactly what other places I can use one of these brushes on. I could just jump right to that. But you are my little tickle toy. So I definitely have to do some of that with these too. I mean, look at these tiny little toes. They need to be teased too. And won't this soft little brush be so good for that? Just one toe at a time. Each one needs special attention. And now that you're tied up, you can't stop me from doing this. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Yes, I know. It's a sweet, dirty trick on my part. But I have to keep you occupied and I have to keep you on your toes. Oh, I know that was a bit of a bad pun, but you understand what I mean. And after all that, well, me using a brush other places probably seems almost like a relief at this point. So, I'm just going to slide this up your calf and slowly glide it over your knee. Oh, the anticipation is such a huge part of this too, isn't it? And up your thigh. And let's linger here for just a few seconds more. Just let it sweep over you and get so close to where you want it to be. Just such a tease. You want me to use this on your pussy, don't you? You want me just to let it work its magic on you? Well, all you have to do is ask. Or I could just go back to tickling your toes. I mean, I do have a whole other foot that I could use this paintbrush on, too. You know what? That does sound like a lot of fun, actually. Yeah? Oh, I thought you'd prefer the brush up here instead. I did like that begging, though. That was a nice touch. I'm gonna be sweet with this and start by running it up over your lips. It's so gentle, isn't it? Just a pleasurable sensation that just keeps building the more I do it. Yes. Yes, moan for me. And this isn't even the best part yet. But I want to listen to your reactions to this a little longer. And there's time for all the things I want to do so we can both be patient. Just feel it. Feel what this brush does. Each second of it stroking those nerves gently. It feels different than my tongue, doesn't it? But it definitely feels good too. You agree, don't you? That was a convincing yes. I think you're starting to understand the appeal of this now. And look at your toes curling up. Oh, that's so sexy. I really like seeing that. So first, one side. And then the other. There's so many ways I can do this. I'm just gonna paint your body with pleasure, layer upon layer of it. I'm gonna build build you up so slowly, just teasing you with these little brushes. You're going to be hyper aroused by the end of this. Oh, I'm not worried if you get these brushes wet, my dear. They'll still be just as effective. And I bought so many that I can rotate them in and out to keep things interesting. But I'm sure you're just aching with anticipation. Do you want me to use the brush on your clit? There were three answers there. Now, do I go with the no in the middle? But it was sandwiched between yeses, so I guess it got outvoted. You are going to like this so much. Oh, I thought you twitched before. But running a brush up around your clit is making you do some really sexy things. You want to arch your back, but the ropes won't let you. You can't escape the pleasure I'm giving you. It's a sweet little torture that I'm going to break up with my tongue and fingers occasionally. And of course tickling. But for the most part, it's always going to be the brushes. Because I like how you respond to them. You shudder and you shiver in ways I enjoy watching. And your body is my little toy to play with. And I'm going to be so meticulous about this whole thing. You know how I am. I like to take my time and just be thorough. Now, you wouldn't want me to cut any corners, would you? That wouldn't be satisfying. You'd be missing out. But I'm going to keep changing what I'm doing to... I wouldn't want you to go into sensory overload or go numb. And I certainly don't want you to get bored or used to any particular form of stimulation. That wouldn't be fun for either of us. Oh, you're already getting the sheets all wet, and we've only just gotten started. I'm just imagining how you're going to soak everything by the time we're done. You know what? I want you to have a little taste. Let me just run a couple of fingers in between your thighs and... you are so slick. There's just so much for you to lick off. Here. Oh, you're so ravishing when you're sucking my fingers. Come on, darling. And so enthusiastic, too. Almost greedy to lick up every last drop of yourself from my hand. We're definitely going to be doing a lot of this tonight. And I can't wait to bury my tongue down there a little later. I'm sure you'd enjoy that as well. Me licking you. Of course. I also figured out another way to use these brushes too. And you have that poor other nipple that I haven't done anything to. And it must feel so left out. But I feel a little bad about what I'm going to do to it. Well, these brushes have nice, long wooden handles, so I can always try to smack you hard with it, too. Oh, look how red that is. Oh, I'm sorry, maybe that was a little too hard. Oh, let me kiss it and make it all better. But for now, I'm just going to keep rubbing these brushes over your clit and your lips. They're already turning so pink and getting so engorged, and I've only just gotten started. And I am so sorely tempted to look around your clit just a little bit. Because I know how you'll cry out for me, And that turns me on so much when I hear you do that. Would you want me to do that to you? Or do you want me to keep using the brushes? Okay. Well, I guess I could wrap my lips around it too. Give it a nice, tender kiss. But I think it would be a little more eager for that kind of attention. So, I'm just gonna keep stroking you with these for now. Oh, don't cry. You know I'm doing this for you, right? I want you to feel so good. It just takes time, that's all. I know it doesn't seem like it now, but ultimately, you are going to thank me for doing this to you. I'm not edging you, of course. If I see you getting close to coming, I'm going to help you get there. But I don't think that'll be for a while. So when I think you're ready, I'm gonna really start playing with you so much harder. And after that, I'm sure you're going to have one of the best damn orgasms you've ever experienced. That slow build is gonna be so worth the time, and yes, the achingly torturous stimulation. If you weren't tied down at that point, I'd have to peel you off the ceiling. But as it is, you're gonna be so tired. And maybe still so aroused. And after that, after that, then we can really have some fun. I have a feeling you'll be up for anything at that point. Oh, the way you laughed at that tells me you know that too.